listening to Bishop and Laurinaitis.
All right, let's head out to the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Visit with our buddy Joe Noga, covers the Indians for Cleveland.com. Joe, thanks for the time. And I guess I suppose it's a $300 million question, is Francisco Lindor. And Francisco's saying all the right things. The Indians have done nothing to this point. You see, Mookie Betts dealt last week to the Dodgers. And I know a lot of Indians fans were thinking that if there was a deal to be made, it would be with the Dodgers. That doesn't seem to be the case. Where do we stand with Lindor now as we enter the season?
Well, I think there's a possibility that you could still see a Lindor deal to the Dodgers. The Dodgers didn't surrender in that Mookie Betts trade. One of the pieces I think that the Indians really covet is Gavin Lux, middle infielder who checks all the boxes in terms of sort of that next sort of face of the franchise player. And I think if the Dodgers get to the point where they think they need to add Lindor at the trade deadline, or in the offseason next year, and they're willing to part with Lux, which they haven't been to this point, I think you could still see a deal get done with the Dodgers and Francisco Lindor.
Joe, do you feel like the Indians have enough to keep pace with the teams like the Minnesota Twins in the Central?
I think it's going to be interesting to see if they will hit enough. They did just announce, or they haven't announced it, but it became official, Domingo Santana has joined the outfield mix now on a 1-year deal, so they're trying to piece together some sort of pop in the middle of the lineup there to keep pace. I think they're going to be able to hit 300 home runs like the Twins did last year? Definitely not. That's not what this lineup is going to do. But there are advantages and disadvantages on this roster that the Twins don't have, and I think the Indians can compete with the Twins. I think they're going to have to fight off the White Sox as well. The White Sox played them very well last season, and that lineup returns even more fortified. It is just a matter of can the White Sox pitch enough to be in the mix. The Twins are sort of throwing that whole kitchen sink mentality at their starting rotation. They go about 10 deep with options right now. And we'll see, they've got a couple of guys who are hurt and going to be coming back later on. But, I think the Indians can hang with the Twins. I think that's the sort of the million-dollar question between now and maybe the end of May. If they're going to be competitive, that's going to determine the direction of the season for Cleveland.
Joe Noga, our guest. He covers the Indians for Cleveland.com on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Joe, this is a complicated relationship between organization and fan base, because you see the television numbers and they're very big. You see the ballpark, and for much of the season it is not full, not really close to full, and yet ownership has taken two different, really completely different teams to the World Series in the last 15 years. They've been one of the model organizations in baseball for the last decade or so. And yet the fans will hold them to a standard that I don't think they hold the other owners up there, frankly, to. And I think they have one of the best front offices in baseball, and yet there seems to be apathy that continues to grow. How do you make sense of it?
I would agree with you that they do have one of the best front offices in all of baseball, and if not in all of professional sports, yep, in terms of realizing what they have, what their limitations are, and what they can do in order to remain competitive without having to tank, without having to go, into one of those 5-year rebuild programs. They've been able to sustain things, for 4 or 5 years now. And really ever since Terry Francona came on board, really the culture of this organization has been just a winning sort of and building upon itself culture. You definitely can't say that about the other two professional franchises in town. And they have different sort of makeups. If the Dolan family was the kind of owners that could just write a check and say, whatever, this would be a completely different conversation. We'd be talking about how much they'd be able to pay Francisco Lindor. That's just not going to be the case here. And they know that, and they've made moves. They've made in-season moves. Chris Antonetti and Mike Chernoff have made in-season moves the last 2 or 3 years that have dramatically changed things for this organization and kept them in contention when, you know, in a lot of other cases, I think franchises would have fallen off.
Joe, how do you think Terry Francona and just really other managers are going to handle the new rule saying that a pitcher now comes in relief, has to face three batters when he enters the game? And how will this change the flow of the game?
Terry Francona has been against this rule adamantly since it started as a rumor last offseason. It's going to change things definitely for him. This is a guy who loves to sort of plan things out three, four, five hitters in advance and have the guys ready and waiting for you know, left-on-left matchups. You spent money on Oliver Perez last season, and this is the second year of his deal, and now, you know, you're basically telling him he's got to go out there, and if he can't get through a full inning himself, it's going to be really tough. Adam Simber, another guy, those two guys in particular are the ones it's going to affect the most because these are the Indians' matchup guys. There were times last year where Perez looked like he could get through, you know, three, four batters and be all right. I just don't know. He's 37 years old. It's going to be tough to see if he can do that this year. I think you're going to see the Indians maybe struggle with it early before they get some things figured out.
Joe, I'll get you out of here on this one. What is the one? Is there a camp battle? Where will your eyes be most keenly focused as we get into spring training?
Well, it's got to be the outfield right now because if you look out there, there's currently 10 bodies. They're supposed to be making a move here at some point on the roster. Who knows if that's going to be with an outfielder or with a reliever or whatnot to add Domingo Santana to the mix. If you've got Santana and Framil Reyes, who came to camp and, from the Dominican where he lost almost 20 pounds in the offseason. He looks slimmer. He's moving. He says better, and he says he hasn't lost any of his power at the plate. Well, if you've got 6'5" Framil Reyes, who's not exactly the greatest defensive player in the outfield, anyways, and you're going to try and play him in the field, and you're going to have Domingo Santana out there, that's going to be a problem in terms of you're taking a step backwards defensively. Young guys like Jordan Luplo and Greg Allen and even a Daniel Johnson who's up and coming and could get a shot here depending on what he does in spring training. There's a lot going on in that outfield and multiple levels of guys. I really can't really see what they're trying to do now. Obviously, it's going to shake out in the next couple of weeks, but
sure.
Boy, there's a lot of bodies and a lot of options out there for Terry Francona.
Joe, thanks for your time, man, and your expertise. We appreciate you.
Hey, guys, no problem.